Aircheckdownloads.com.
RFM 102, Phil Angel for breakfast. The time with Icon Office Solutions is 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. So we got our Money Madness Monday. It begins a week today. I know today's a Monday. It's not happening today. It is happening from next Monday. Money Madness Monday at Pirate FM 102, where you can win yourself £1,000, a grand in your hand next Monday and every Monday at Pirate FM 102. We really cannot wait for that to happen.
Fact one. Most UK firms undersell their potential.
Well, you can't buy it in the shops. That's because it's a special Pirate FM 102 mix of Tragedy, the original by the Bee Gees. Did I say the original by the Beatles then? Stupid fool I am. And also Steps, Tragedy. Yeah, you can't buy that in the shops. And you can't actually get it from us here at Pirate FM either. So sorry about that if you have been ringing us. Although I will be underneath the Tamar Bridge at 4:30 this afternoon, just having cassette copies, which you can pick up for a fiver. Look, it's 20 past 7 the time with Icon Office Solutions. And let's find out what's been happening in the news. And here's Mel.
The Foreign Office says it's going to do all it can to secure the release of two more Britons taken hostage in Yemen.
Pirate FM 102, Phil Angel for breakfast. The time with Icon Office Solutions. 26 minutes now past 7 o'clock. We'll open our phone lines for school call. Chance for you to win yourself a Miller's Toy Master puppy from Miller's Toy Master in Truro. So 01209 313 900, the number for you to phone now if you're on your way to school and you want us to say hi to someone. I don't know how much you keep up to date with the charts. I'm sure there's some people listening to Pirate FM 102 at the moment who buy that melody maker and they know absolutely everything what's happening. If you don't, then you probably will be surprised to know that 911, a group called 911, managed to go straight to Pepsi chart number one status yesterday with a cover version of an old 1970s hit. What on earth made them choose this particular one? I've no idea. But Dr. Hook's A Little Bit More. Gonna Love You a Little Bit More. They've done a cover version of that and it's gone straight in at number one. And of course, that's hot on the heels of Steps' cover version of Tragedy. So what we thought we'd do this weekend at Pirate FM 102 is we're going to have a winning weekend. We've called our winning weekend The Covers and the Classics. Now, there are many, many more covers other than 911's and a little bit more and Steps' version of Tragedy, and there are many more classics as well. What we're going to be doing this weekend is we're going to be playing the covers. We're certainly going to be playing the classics as well, and we'll give you a chance to win the music. It's another winning weekend from Pirate FM 102. We'll do it from Friday afternoon.
The Wharf in Tavistock.
Pirate FM Southwest weather.
Wet and windy today. There will be periods when it remains dry, but you won't be that far away from your next shower. 9 Celsius, 48 Fahrenheit means that once again it's going to be quite mild, but feeling slightly chillier because of that wind. But at the moment it's 7 degrees in Plymouth. It's 8 degrees in Truro and 8 now in Penzance as well. Phil Angel, Pirate FM 102, Monday morning. Good morning to you. The time with Icon Office Solutions. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. School call with Miller's Toy Master in Truro. Russell Woods from Hale has given us a call. Wants to say hi to his best pal, Philip, who he hasn't seen all weekend, but off they'll be in the playground today, Russell. Hi to you and also to your pal, Philip. Melissa Young has given us a call from Newquay. Being a bit creepy today, weren't you, Melissa? Wanted us to say hi to Miss Shorter, who evidently over the weekend has been marking some work that Melissa and her gang are going to be having back later today. So I think Melissa was rather hoping she could get an extra mark or two for getting Miss Shorter a mention on Pirate FM 102. And our lucky line caller today, Bavin Maynard. Off he goes to school in Plymouth. And actually, it's Bavin's birthday. Bavin is 9 today. Mum, Dad and Kirsty send their love to you. And we will also send to you, Bavin, Miller's Toy Master puppy. Hope you enjoy it.
Can I guess.
Phil Angel, Pirate FM, Monday morning. The time with Icon Office Solutions is 11 minutes to 8 o'clock. Let's catch up with what's been happening in the news. Here's Mel.
Jeff and Jenny Bramley are waiting to hear if a judge will let their foster daughters stay with them while they fight to adopt them. I'll have more on these and the other top stories at 8 o'clock.
Well, it's all very obvious to you and I, Mel. I know that the end of the world is nigh.
Well, indeed.
One in four Christian adults in the United States of America that's estimated at 26.5 million people in total, believe that Jesus will be arriving in their lifetimes. Many, of course, believe that will coincide with the new millennium.
Right.
And we're going to get every lunatic here in the southwest.
For the eclipse.
I've got to speak to them on Pirate FM.
Yeah.
A loony a day spot. Of course, one of the places that people will want to go for the start of the next millennium is to Israel. They are seeing an influx of messianic Christian suicide groups and others determined to attack the Holy Temple Mount. At least 10 members already of the Denver-based Concerned Christians group, whose fanatical leader has predicted he's going to die on the streets of Jerusalem in December 1999. At least 10 of them have arrived already, with more on the way. But you can be entrepreneurial in this particular moment in time in Israel. I think this is super. So you've got all these loonies, right, descending on Israel because they think that Jesus will be returning. It'll be the end of the world. The 61-room Mount of Olives Hotel, which just funnily enough is run by a bunch of Palestinian Muslims, has mailed 2,000 Christian groups in the US. And we've got the little leaflet that they've sent them here. And the leaflet says, "How would you like to be staying at the Mount of Olives Hotel the day Jesus returns?"
Do you know, I think it's in the papers today that apparently a lot of these people are also, they're quite concerned that they're going to go to the Millennium Dome and have sort of mass suicide packs at the Millennium Dome.
Really?
This is, of course, hoping it's ever finished.
Well, the masonry will be falling on top of the mountain. All right, it's Pirate FM at 8:09.
Pirate FM invites you to join us for a weekend visit.
Aircheckdownloads.com.